Hey, honey. We're live. What is going on, everybody? Lock them all up. Yes. I hope your Thursday is going well. I have not been on Periscope or YouTube in a long time. I don't think I posted anything on YouTube since the last Q video. And I haven't been on Periscope much because I'm busy being a writer. Writing, editing. It's all I've been doing last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. Just a lot of writing. However, I have some news to report. And hey, from Naples, D.C., yeah, well, I missed you all too. I do. I miss going on and doing these broadcasts. But I only have so much time and I have a lot of things I have to get done. And I've got 5 volumes of the Q Chronicles underway. Yes, I'm working on 5 Q books simultaneously. I'm taking the information from the Q drops and just putting them into folders and manuscripts. Hoping to publish a long series of books on Q. And the first one should be out sometime soon. I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks maybe. We had a little snafu yesterday. Denise and I were working on the edits. And we ran into some font issues, and so we had to purchase some fonts, which were rather expensive, but part of the game when you're an author, you have to buy fonts and things like that. We purchased these fonts just for the series of books so that the narrative text and the Q text will all look nice next to each other. So anyway, you're probably wondering why I called you all here. It's in the title. Andrew McCabe is going to be indicted. We just got this from Fox News. And just give you a brief summary. Fox News has learned from a source, a person close to Andrew McCabe, that the Department of Justice has declined McCabe's last-minute appeal. So their attorneys went as far as Deputy Attorney General Rosen to make an appeal to try to get the charges against him, the pending charges, dropped. And Fox News is reporting that the charges are not going to be dropped, that Andrew McCabe is going to be indicted. This is from Jesse Liu, who is the U.S. attorney in that district, who is kind of a, from what I understand, a bit of a swamp dweller, but he is going to proceed with charges against McCabe anyway. So McCabe will be charged. Now, here's the thing, and 2 things I want to say. We're getting secondary confirmation from Chuck Ross. Chuck Ross said he has talked to someone who is close to McCabe. He is confirming that his source has confirmed that story is true. That they did receive a letter. McCabe's legal team received a letter from the DOJ saying his last minute appeal has been denied and he is going to be prosecuted. So we know McCabe is going to be prosecuted. We don't know for what. So here's the thing. They're thinking, and this is just suspicion, that it may be related to the lies that he told when he told DOJ and FBI people that he did not leak to the press information during, about Hillary's email investigation. He leaked some information to the Wall Street Journal reporter. It went out in the DOJ Inspector General report. The first one that came out about McCabe, he was accused of, found to be dishonest, lied, leaked information. And that was actually part of the reason why he was fired. He was fired for lying about the leaking. Leaking and lying, right? So there's a suspicion that his charges are going to be related to that, but we don't know. We don't know what he'll be charged with. He could be charged with something much more serious than that. And I suspect if they're going to bring charges, they're not, they didn't charge Comey with leaking, because it's very difficult to prove. I suspect they're going to charge McCabe with something probably more serious than that. If you're going to bring charges against McCabe, it's got to be something I would think a bit more serious than just lying or leaking. That's not worth burning a lot of political capital on. So we'll just have to wait and see what the charges are going to be. We don't know right now.
Will CNN fire him?
Will CNN fire him? That's a good question. CNN, at the bottom of the Fox News article, says CNN did not respond to requests for comment on that. So now that McCabe is going to be charged, is CNN going to keep him on as their anchor? We don't know. So for all of you who have been concerned that no one's going to be charged, no one's going to be held accountable, no one's going to be arrested, we have our first scalp. Andrew McCabe is going to be charged. And if McCabe is going to be charged, that gives us a signal that the DOJ is looking at taking these people on and holding them accountable. I would imagine Comey will also be charged eventually. And if Comey and McCabe are going to be charged, James Baker will probably be charged. Strzok and Page will probably be charged. McCabe will probably be the very first person in line because he had the most exposure in all this. So I would anticipate we're going to start seeing more people charged as time moves forward. And this is just the first one. I don't think it's going to stop at McCabe. I think there are a lot of other people involved. Brennan will eventually. Look, everyone who knows anything about this, Joe DiGenova and everyone else, has been saying, you know, this all leads back to Brennan. That sucker is going to get, they will eventually figure out he was the one who started all this. I mean, kind of, Brennan as the head of the CIA was responsible for a lot of the coordination and organization, although ultimately, the ultimate authority is Obama behind all of this, right? Obama is at the top, but Brennan, Comey, Clapper, they're all probably equally involved, so I would imagine all of them will probably be charged at some point. But for those of you who have been concerned and worried that no one's going to be held accountable, we have now confirmation that our first deep state crook is going to be charged. So that's the news. And I don't have a whole lot more to report. 8chan is still offline. Q is still not posting, hasn't posted since August 1st. I expect that 8chan will come back online eventually at some point in a few days, and when 8chan comes back online, Q will probably start dropping again. I would imagine Q will have a lot to say. Did have an interesting dream last night. I posted something about it on Twitter, kind of a vague, cryptic post. This guy that I follow, let's see, his name comes from a post that was a response to a Q post. Incarnated extraterrestrial. It's IET forever, for EVA. That's his handle. He's a Q follower. And in this dream, I saw him. He had posted about General Flynn. And his post about General Flynn kind of went viral. And a lot of people were talking about it. And there was a lot of posts that other people were making in response to his post. And it seemed like Q actually reposted his message on the board, and people were responding to that. So that was kind of the dream that I had last night. I do expect Q will come back at some point. As soon as 8chan goes back online, Jim Watkins said 8chan will be back online. Who knows? A few more days. Just chill, relax. Andrew McCabe is going to be prosecuted. People are going to be held accountable. Don't listen to the pessimism porn. Don't listen to the naysayers. People are going to be held accountable. All right, that's it. I got to get back to writing and editing.
Love you guys.
Love you all. Take care. Hey, I'll catch you on the next broadcast.